Marcy Campbell had just unlocked the office when Harry Smith came in with an interesting-looking man who might have been an American Indian. He was carrying a long gym bag. Marcy was not particularly pleased to see Harry Smith. She was beginning to think he was a deadbeat. A guy who looked and never bought. Maybe even a guy who looked, never bought, and merely wished to core the real estate lady. Oh well. "Good morning, Harry," Marcy said. "Hi, Marcy." He turned the open-close sign in the front window to closed, closed the Venetian blinds, took a 9mm pistol from under his coat and pointed it at her. "Get up, please, Marcy, and lie face down on the couch." "Harry, what the hell are you doing?" she said. "Just do what I tell you, and quickly." The interesting Indian-looking man put the long gym bag down beside the couch. Then he straightened and looked at her without any expression. "Why do you want me to lie on the couch?" Marcy felt the bottom of her stomach begin to sag. "You weren't so slow to flop last time I saw you, Marce," Harry said. "Crow." The Indian stepped over to the desk, took Marcy's arm, jerked her out of the chair, and spun her onto the couch face down. He held her there with one hand between her shoulder blades while he took some rope from the gym bag. Quickly, he tied her hands behind her back. She could feel her skirt gathered halfway up her thighs. When he finished tying her hands, he smoothed the skirt down to where it belonged and then tied her ankles together. "Harry, why are you doing this?" She could feel the panic rising in her throat. "What are you going to do to me?" "Already did it, Marce. Already did it." He was looking out the window through the small space between the blind and the casement frame. The Indian took some gray duct tape from the bag, tore off a strip, and taped her mouth shut. He put the rope and the duct tape neatly back in the bag and, without any apparent effort, turned her over onto her back. He slid one of the couch pillows under her head and adjusted her so that she looked comfortable. Then he picked up the gym bag and went to the window where Harry was standing. He took a shotgun out of the gym bag. Harry turned from the window, and the Indian replaced him. Harry came and sat on the edge of the couch where Marcy lay. "You breathe all right?" Harry said. Marcy nodded. "Good. You have any trouble, make some noise, and we'll check on you." "We're going to be here for a while. Use this as sort of a headquarters. I don't think you'll have to be tied up too long." He stood and went to the washroom and looked in. There was no window. He turned back to Marcy. "You gotta go to the bathroom, make some noise about that. We'll untie you, let you close the door. You understand?" Marcy nodded. "Fine." Harry turned away and went and sat in the swivel chair behind Marcy's desk. He put the pistol on the desk, looked at his watch, picked up the phone, and dialed. "It's me," he said into the phone. "We're here and we're set up." He listened. "Okay," he said. "You got this number, right?" "Say it." "Okay. You need to call, call me here." He hung up and looked at the Indian. "The dance has started," Harry said. His eyes were bright, Marcy thought, as if he had a fever. Still looking out the window, the Indian nodded without speaking. "Maybe it's not me," Marcy thought. "Maybe they're going to do something else."